In normal circumstances, an imam has more influence and effect on others when compared to other Islamic brothers. Especially an imam possessing good character. In fact, such an imam becomes the crownless king of his surroundings, as people respect him greatly and follow his words wholeheartedly. My humble request to all religious leaders and teachers is to not consider one speech every Friday upon the occasion of Jummah prayers to be enough. Rather, arrangements should be made for daily dars delivered from Faizan-e-Sunnah in every masjid. Also, the imam and other learned figures attend the dars. Not only so the speaker is encouraged upon seeing this, but so other people join in alongside them. Strive to increase the amount of individual effort made in spreading Islamic knowledge, and take part in spreading the invitation towards goodness in your respective communities and localities. In addition, they ought to seek the privilege of traveling with a 3-day Sunnah-inspiring Madni Kafla every month with the devotees of the Messenger. If the Imam travels with the Madni Kafla, inshallah Azza wa Jal, those offering Salah behind him will definitely develop a mindset to travel, following in his footsteps, taking the permissible advantage of his religious status and position. Every imam should promote and popularize Madni activities in his area, bringing people towards the Sunnah and towards great reward in the hereafter. Instead of being informal and overly relaxed with those who offer Salah behind him and losing his dignity in the process, an imam should present them with useful Islamic knowledge instead. You will find great reward and success in doing so, not only in this world, but in the hereafter also. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.